Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And welcome and good morning. Welcome to the Herzog Law Firm's Estate Medicaid Planning Hour. I'm Harry Miller.
Good morning, Harry Miller. I'm Dave Kubikian. How are you?
Wow, I haven't talked to you in a while. I haven't been to the show in quite a while. I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
Well, Harry, first of all, welcome everyone in the listening audience. Harry Miller, Dave Kubikian, reunited, and it feels so good. We have at Herzog Law Firm offices in Albany, Clifton Park, Saratoga Springs, and down in Kingston, and you should know by now that there's a call-in number, 518-476-5900. I know Mr. Miller is on the radio here, so let's just keep the phone calls in check. We don't need 30 people calling all at the same time, but Mr. Miller, Harry, it's nice to have you back on the radio. How are you?
I'm great. I'm retiring. Your executive has announced that, right? Did you tell everybody that? Yeah. So, right now I'm down in North Carolina, unlike what John just said, it is absolutely perfectly sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's going to be about, 86 or 87 today. Yeah. I have, however, come back to Albany on Monday, flying back on Monday.
Very nice.
And, clean up some odds and ends. And then, the end of the month we'll be moving on to the next stage of my life, which I'm looking forward to. And I want to thank all of you. I started doing radio, David. I was doing regular radio starting in 1998. Okay, which is 25 years ago. Wow. Before that. In the mid to late 80s and into the 90s, the Herzog Law Firm, we've had a radio show probably, I'm guessing, since probably 1980 or 1981.
That's incredible.
And that was hosted by one of my former partners, Sholem Kaplowitz, who some of our listeners I know still remember. And he is now alive and well and living in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And I used to, do the radio with him sometimes or a substitute when he's away on vacation. So we have been doing radio for, a long, long time in this firm, probably upwards of 40 to 45 years. It's always been one of my favorite parts of being a lawyer because it gives me and now David and Jane Marie, it gives us a tremendous opportunity to just connect directly with the listening audience, getting information about estate planning, elder law, asset titling, what to do with various assets. It's very hard for people to get accurate information about that. Looking for these things on the internet is spotty at best, and because there's so many variations from state to state, you're never really sure you're getting the most accurate information or even the correct information for this, for New York State, which is where we live, when you're looking at stuff that's, internationally broadcast on the internet. So I've loved this time, and maybe if I'm really good once in a while, maybe a couple times a year, David and Jane will invite me back for a guest appearance. What do you think?
It's not a maybe, Harry. It is a definite, actually. But, to add on to what you were saying, the radio show and the area law that you specialized in and I specialize in, it is a really unique area. I mean, there aren't other attorneys in other areas of law that have radio programs, or not ones for 43 years.
Right.
We have to connect with our clients, and it's not just teaching them about estate planning or elder law. It's actually holding their hand through really the most difficult moments of their lives, or anticipating the most difficult moments of their lives. And, a testament to you, Harry, is and hopefully for Jane Marie or myself down the road as our careers continue, is you can't just retire, Harry. You know that, right? Like, there's no such thing for you. Your clients you're a family member. I mean, I'll tell you, and, you know, we had, a real nice party for you. And leading up to that, Harry, that day, I was kind of a mess. I was in Kingston that day. And on the way back, I actually was a little emotional, just kind of things, because on a personal level, you've been a mentor of mine. And the way that you talk about the state playing an elder law is the way I talk about it. And it's the reason why I think the show and I think the law firm and has existed for so long successfully is because it's about these relationships between attorneys, between the attorney and the client, between the client's kids and the attorney, because when bad news happens, we're getting that call. And, at some point here, we'll talk about estate planning, but I'm happy just talking about you for the next, 20 minutes, if you'd like.
Well, I'm not a big leader in being honored. I do appreciate it. And by the way, the firm, it was actually 2 weeks ago, Thursday, that the firm had actually 1 week ago, an absolutely gorgeous and really touching retirement party for me. And really just wonderful. It was a family. As David said, it was a family. It was a firm.
Yep.
And we just had a really wonderful time and a wonderful dinner. And I can't tell you how meaningful that's been to me. And thought about it a lot over the last week or so.
Dave Kabikian, yeah. Harry yeah. Miller. This is Ben
minute.
From Latham.
Oh, Ben Patton from Latham. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on, Ben?
I couldn't miss Harry. I mean, he's been a standard bearer for so long, and I missed him being off the air now, and I just happened to catch that he was on this morning. And Harry, it's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much, Ben. Ben and I go back a long way. I mean, I remember when Ben was doing the shop and swap show.
That's right. Oh, wow. That was a long time.
Oh, my God. This was long before Jason Shamer.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
I'm the guy with all the Halloween decorations. He was always looking for Halloween decorations.
That's right. He was from Mechanicville. That's right. So, Harry, I
and
just.
And the lady up in, up in Clifton Park.
With the hostess. With the hostess.
And the woman who never wanted to wake up her son. Yep. She was in Arizona.
I know. I remember. I just wanted to say, Harry, that, I learned a lot about all of this stuff from you. And then with David and Jane Marie, it was so good to just kind of transition into that. And you were here, too. And we're going to miss you, no doubt about it. But you are so much better off in retirement that you can just enjoy, your life with your wife and just, and I won't, I'll miss not seeing the Batmobile out there. And you waiting
have
to come
it.
In.
I
know you do. And David,
I have a lot more opportunity to use it down here because
right. There's
a lot more sun in North Carolina than there is in Albany.
That's right. And David, I get you next week. I'll be on the air with you if you're going to be on.
I actually won't be, but it'll be Jay Marie and one of our new attorneys, Phil Vecchio, who you'll love. He's great.
Right. Oh, good.
He's as Long Island as it gets.
All right. Well, let me get off the air here. Harry, enjoy your retirement, okay?
Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Absolutely.
Well, and I'll be back. Well, it's not like I'm leaving forever, we'll be going back to Albany from time to time. Yeah. Go ahead.
Because, understandably, some clients said, well, wait a minute. What do you mean, Harry retired past tense? And, going forward, certainly to the extent that Harry wants to be made available, especially for his, longstanding clients, happy to accommodate as long as that's within Harry's, schedule. But the idea is transitioning. Your files are safe and secure. One of the great things about the firm and Harry is that over the years, we talk every single day. When we're in the office together about different fact patterns, different clients, and so on. So that continuity of representation, I think, will still exist. But listen, if you need Harry, you want to talk to Harry, only Harry knows about something, we will be reaching out to Harry. Harry, I am calling you. And then if you decide to pick up the phone, we'll go from there.
Okay. So, but, you know, Dave is right. And one of the reasons, I mean, you've read and we've known over the last 5 to 10 years particularly, there have been a lot of firms in Albany that have split up in various ways. And various partners have gone their way or gone to other places. Our firm's been around for 75 years, since the end of World War II, 1946, 1947. And, you know, and I'm thinking that it probably is going to be here probably for another 75 years because of all the people, not just me, but the people who came before me and even like David J. Marie, people coming after me. Our goal has really always been to keep the firm going because that is the, you know, that's really the important part of, and the continuity. And I think particularly in estate planning and elder law, the kinds of things we do, continuity is really important to clients. They want to be able to know that we're there when we need them and that we're really talking to them and advising them at some of the most critically important stages of their lives, you know.
Yeah.
You know, not the stuff related to jobs and things, but really the stuff that matters. Stuff that matters with families, children, parents. You know, the real substance of life and family. And so, you know, I think that's if anything, I'm happy that I'm able. You know, I'm really confident passing everything on now. David J. Marie and whoever comes along with them or after them. And I'm really confident that the transition has been very good, continuing. And as I say, all of your files are still here. And if anybody ever wants to talk to me, we'll set up a time to do that. But really, you're in very good hands with the people that are here. And, you know, I don't know what else to say. Anyway.
Well, Harry, you're a victim of your success, you know, and for a long time you've done so much good work. So there's no Band-Aid, unfortunately. It's a lengthier process to kind of get to where you deserve to be, which is retirement. I mean, that brain of yours, it's full of experiences and stories, and you know when your ears might have been burning several months ago when King Charles became King Charles because we were like, this is where we need Harry Miller right now to tell us the whole history of the English monarchy, you know?
I remember at my retirement party, I was telling a few stories going back a number of years that I know probably almost no one else in the firm had, you know, was aware of or heard about. We all had a couple of really good laughs over that. Definitely. I won't bore our audience with it because they wouldn't know any people anyway, but
So Harry, I do have a couple of estate things to talk about. I know we're going to be coming up against our little break here with at the 15-minute mark.
Sure.
But I'm going to want your thoughts on long-term care insurance. John, I'm not sure if I should start the conversation now or if you want to go to break.
It's time for a break. Time for a break.
Yeah. We'll be right back with the Harry Miller Appreciation Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston. Our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Harry, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us at our Albany office, call 518-465-7581. Our Saratoga Springs office, 518-581-8131. Our Clifton Park office at 518-952-4010. And our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
And we're back. Welcome. Good morning. My name is Dave Bacon.
And I'm Harry Miller.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
Harry, everything we're going to be playing this song for you.
Oh, my God. And, you know, yes, I mean, if you're driving to Chapel Hill from my house here, which is only about, you know, 10 minutes outside of town, every time I drive in, I drive over the James Taylor Bridge.
There you go.
James grew up in Chapel Hill. I think his father was a doctor at UNC. And there's this little bridge. I don't think it's more than 50 feet long. It's not a big bridge. But there it is. It's named.
Thankfully, it's not the James Taylor Memorial Bridge, which would mean a different outcome.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah. Hey, John, thank you so much for making that happen.
Oh, that was fun. That's great.
All right.
Thank you, John. You're welcome, Harry.
Oh, God.
All right, Harry, here we go. Listen.
So tell me
last week we talked about this. We need the Harry Miller take on it. I've had, in the last month now, two different clients that got substantially similar letters from their long-term care insurance company, giving them a couple options if they want to avoid a potential possible 270% increase in their premiums. It's a scary letter by design, trying to get people to go off of their unlimited coverage, their partnership plan, long-term care insurance policies, their, you know, a gazillion dollars a day for 5 years policies, and get them to convert to a shorter length policy with less guarantees. And they're offering lower or no premiums. And they're changing the goalposts by saying, look, we're going to increase your premiums, but they word it, and, you know, we're lawyers, we look at the wording, I don't know if they're going to do anything, but they sure are getting clients in a huff. Clients are calling us, they're saying, what option do we pick? They're saying, Dave, I can't do a $20,000 a year premium. And, well, I'll stop there for a moment. Just get your thoughts on, you know, we know these letters are possible, and when people make decisions about long-term care insurance or trust, right, they need to take into account, I don't want to say fact, but the likelihood they might get a letter like this in the future about premiums going up.
All right, this is something that's been going on for some time, and it's becoming increasingly a problem for people. And as you say, most of these clients of ours who have these policies bought them 10, 15, 20 years ago, and with the expectation that they were buying an insurance policy that would provide the coverage that they purchased when they bought the policy. And so the insurance companies, I mean, they have to go through the Department of Financial Services and get approval for these rate increases. But they're anywhere from 50 to 100, 150%. And the client gets this letter about 60 days or so before the anniversary date of their policy. You know, and so they have to make this decision fairly quickly and without a lot of input from the insurance company. So as David said, in order to maintain the current coverage that they bought 20 years ago, their premium is going to double, you know, from $6,000 a year to $12,000 a year. Most people who are retired, like me, and living soon on a fixed income.
Okay.
You know, you have fixed income savings, and they can't afford an extra $6,000 a year for that kind of insurance. And so it's a real dilemma. Most of them will say, well, then we can reduce your coverage and your benefits and maintain your premium at the same level. Well, that's great, except that's not what I bought 20 years ago. So, or the third option usually is, well, if you don't want to, you know, do anything, we'll just, all the premiums you've paid us in the last 20 years, we will hold them in a bucket for you. And if you ever go to a nursing home, that bucket of money is available to pay the bill. So, yeah, okay, so I've been paying $5,000 a year for 20 years. That's $100,000. How long is that going to carry me in the nursing home, David?
About 9 months, 8 months, maybe.
6 or 7 months, huh?
Yeah.
That's not exactly a viable option either, is it? So, you know, I'm not saying that long-term care insurance isn't, you know, for those people who have it, who've had advantages of it, but virtually all these companies have done this in one form or another over the last number of years. So it's a big risk and a huge outlay of money with absolutely no guarantee that your premiums over the course of the time you own the policy
aren't going to double, triple, or even more. So, I don't know.
Well, so Harry, let me stop you there for a moment because total agreement, and everyone out there, we are not anti long term care insurance. We are pro plan. Come up with a good plan. One of the things, my parents have long term care insurance, Harry. I'm hoping they'll never get one of these letters. I'm not really sure what they're going to do if they do. They, even though they have long-term care insurance, they've always had a revocable trust because guess what? We're all going to die one day, and they want to avoid probate for my brother and I. They want to make our lives easier. So, even if you do answer that long-term care question with insurance, you're still going to do some level of planning. And I say, well, okay, if we're talking trust to avoid probate, why not hedge our bets? You have long-term care insurance. Well, maybe we still do a Medicaid asset protection trust, mainly because we want to avoid probate. But we sprinkle in that extra language. We have someone else as our trustee. So if 5 years from now my parents get that letter, they could say, well, good, we hedged our bets. Our house is already protected. We actually can say, you know what, we're not going to pay those increased premiums. We're going to step away from our policy. We're going to take a reduced rate. But we also know our assets are otherwise protected in the event we need Medicaid and need a nursing home. And maybe those reduced benefits, Harry, will help with assisted living or something like that. But we know those reduced benefits are not going to do a lot for the nursing home. So it's an opportunity to be proactive for those that have insurance, that haven't gotten a letter like this, or think their increases in premiums are still doable for them, for people planning. Again, we're not saying don't look at long-term care insurance. Absolutely look at long-term care insurance. But I would couple it with a trust because I want to avoid probate. And once we're in that trust discussion, let's do the kind of trust that also protects our money, just in case.
Well, it's really almost an extra. The trust provides an extra level of insurance on top of the insurance because if the insurance becomes unaffordable for certain people, they have a fourth option. Of dropping the policy and having still maybe not as many benefits. I mean, as David said, the long-term care policy provides far more incidental benefits than the Medicaid part of it, right. The Medicaid trust, and particularly in terms of home care and things like that. But we layer this on, we still avoid probate, which is something that everyone should consider seriously. And yet we provide the client with these additional options down the road. Times and things place. People are, you have to remember, people are living longer than they ever have. Someone who retires at 65, probably has a life expectancy of at least 15 to 20 years and maybe more. It's not unusual for people to live, well into their 90s these days if they're in reasonably good health. At least I'm hoping that's the case.
Well, I think it is, Harry. And we've talked. You and I have actually talked about our when I'm 64, and what the life expectancy was in England at the time that song came out. And it's a full decade less than what it is now. Think about those 10 years. What's the quality of those 10 years? Life is not so black and white. I mean, life and death certainly is, but there's. Life when you're able to run a marathon, and there's life when you're not able to get across the room, and we got to worry about both. And maybe it is that the clients that came to me with these letters, they were ripe for the picking, Harry, because they had the creme de la creme of policies. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about unlimited coverage. I said to John last week, if that client needs a nursing home for 10 years, that policy's on the hook for 10 years.
Right, so right. And those are the older policies, because I don't think they offer those policies anymore. So the people who have those policies bought them a long time ago, because that's no longer an option today.
Exactly right. So, look, clients out there, non-clients, if you get a letter like that, first thing I do, actually, is give us a call or call an elder law firm, because there are so many moving parts to what the right selection is going to be if you are going to, alter your plan at all. Also, words matter, Harry. And as you mentioned, they need to get approval for their increases. So the letter wasn't premiums are going up 270%. It was they're planning on seeking an increase of 270%. But to a client who gets this letter in the mail, who does the math and says, Jesus, I got to pay $20,000 a year. I don't make $20,000 a year. You know, what are they going to do? Of course they're going to relinquish their plan.
All of them. And, you know, these things go through, and they probably won't get a 270. You know, when the insurance, or what used to be the insurance part of the Department of Financial Services looks at these things, they'll probably, you know, they will cut them down initially. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Then they can come back 3 to 5 years later and request additional premium increases. So, you know, it's all part of this, you know, show, and the main purpose of this show is to get information out to people. So you have a broader range of knowledge when you're faced with these things, when you're looking for long-term care insurance and stuff like that. And so you can consider all the options. You know, maybe it's unaffordable for many people. And you go the trust route. Maybe you are looking at long-term care insurance. And as we say, if you couple that with a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, then, you know, 5 years down the road, once your assets in the trust are fully protected, you have options that you wouldn't currently have. And the problem is, if you're looking at these things, I mean, you know, you can talk to the insurance agents who are selling the policies, but it's, as with any product that's being sold by someone, I don't care if it's a stock, a bond, annuity, an insurance policy, you know, those people are selling products. You know, and so they have a built-in bias about the product. It's always helpful to have an independent person like us. We have no stake in the insurance policy, the annuities. We don't sell products. You know, we sell our time and our services. But it's really helpful to people to have an independent, objective voice looking at these things and tell you, you know, we're not giving you financial advice, but we're not telling you to buy it or not to buy it. We don't give investment advice. We give legal advice. But we can explain to you what it is, what these things mean. What does the insurance policy say? What does it cover? You ever looked at one of these policies? You know, folks, you ever try to sit down and read one of these long-term care policies? They are virtually incomprehensible. You know, coverage services, exclusions, you know, all these things. No, but they're complicated for, you know, for lawyers to read. I mean, seriously. So, well, take advantage of the fact that we're here.
Harry, I was going to say, we're at the end of our half hour here, but the other problem we're getting lots of calls on is my husband needs care. The long-term care insurance company isn't starting my elimination period. They're not, you know, getting back to me. They're delaying their coverage, which is the other piece of the pie here, which a lot of people don't realize. For about 3 months or so, they may be paying by themselves. I hear the music, Harry.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Harry, good luck to you, my friend.
Well, hey, John, thank you so much for all your time. And take care.
It's been a pleasure.
I will be in touch. I will be back once in a while.
All right.
Take care, Harry.
Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you'd like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581, the Saratoga office at 518-581-8131, or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.